Testing. 1, 2. This is the Mr. Nobody Podcast. Episode 2. This is Season 2. I may only make one more season. Mainly because I feel I owe it to the atmosphere, to myself, and to you, the listener. So something happened to me. Something I did not expect. It's gonna be tricky to talk about. Tricky. But let me just dip a few toes. See where it goes. After years of eating my own heart, feeling the bitterness, it's hard to describe. Corrosive acid that was destroying me. And it was primarily made up out of resentment, hate. Pointing my finger out into the world at the things that confirmed what I was looking for. This is so well documented in so many ways. Our confirmation bias. We never think that we are the drivers of our own suffering. Our reality. At least I didn't think so. I suppose deep in my mind, I knew I was generating very, very negative feeling towards myself, my life, and my dead son. Unfair, because he can't defend himself. Can't explain himself. And I just refused to forgive him. I called his overdose an unforgivable act. Something I could not forgive. As it wasn't my place to forgive the most egregious crime, or maybe the second most egregious crime, to take your own life. More specifically, to destroy yourself. Anyway, that's where the vibe hung out for me. Shitty feeling. I could not shake it. I stopped participating in the world. I wasn't able to look at pictures of my son. There he was. There he was. There he was. There he was. Staring me in the face. And it got confusing because it was like I was him looking at me. Our identities were overlapping. And he was me looking back at him. He was me. Someone dies like the way he did, young, strong, beautiful, my next generation. It feels very unnatural, but it happens all the time. It happens all the time. So I decided to do this, I guess, radical therapy. And I alluded to it in my first episode. What happened inside the experience wasn't foreign to me, because everything is inside of me. Everything is inside of me. Or is it? It doesn't really matter. What matters is what I encountered. I did not expect that I could have love, actually feel love, and forgiveness, and acceptance. These are just words now, but there, they were like objects, even places that were alive. I felt like those things were gone forever from my life. I was ready to just do my time and stay away from everybody. What I found inside of me was nothing less than shocking. It was like I was in a dream, and I woke up and realized I had been sleeping. Where have I been? I participated in a 3-day, or shall I say, night sacrament. Night. Exposure to a plant medicine from the Amazon. No doubt you've heard of it. And I was afraid. I was truly afraid of what I was going to encounter inside myself. The monster. Myself. The hate. The anger. My little narrative. I can honestly say I've never been that high. Not exactly high, the right term. It doesn't seem right to describe it that way. Mostly because getting high is usually a form of just jerking off. Escapism. This felt different. Deep and religious. in the very first wave, on the very first night, I heard this message. I heard this message. It said, the true warrior forgives. Forgives. True warrior forgives. Many years ago, in my early 20s, I took a vow to follow that way, to honor myself, my parents, society, and every living thing, and to live my life according to principles that were set forward by warriors who created themselves. Because a warrior is not born. They're made. They are self-made. Through principles, training, conviction, and ultimately, love and forgiveness, acceptance. It's like I've been in a dream, a nightmare. It's hard to describe, but I felt my heart open up. And I heard a bell. I heard a bell ring. Because I knew it was true. But I was not being consistent with my vows, with my principles, here when I needed them most. Drowning in hate, blame, and my pain, I was missing the greatest lesson. I had really lost my way. And I took in that message, a true warrior forgives. And I told my son, whose presence I felt all around me, I told him I accept his decision. I accept your decision. I love you, son. And that I love him. And that love fills the universe. And I wasn't crying like I am now. I was smiling. I was reveling. Bathing in the love my son and I share. It wasn't destroyed like I thought it was. He didn't mean to end his life. I heard him say, "I'm sorry." It's okay. I'm sorry too. And I love you so much. I love you so much. It's like I was in a dream. And I had forgotten that how much a lot of this was happening without language, but it was clear as a bell. I felt my son merge with me, that our hearts became like one living, evolving consciousness. And trust me, I was like, holy fucking with me shit.
With me.
And all my hatred and my victimology it disappeared. It just disappeared. I didn't want to add to the experience by chasing these messages and the drug is very powerful and I had to breathe and keep my mind free, not chase it down rabbit holes. In these visions, my son told me in these visions that he was with me and that the pain that I've endured has created a bigger heart. Something that can be evolved only through the fire. A gift of love, insight. And he said, "I'll always be with you, Dad.
I know, son."
Thank you. was seeing mathematical equations, things I didn't understand. Is this real? What do you? When I asked, where's all this coming from? And I heard a voice say, this is what is inside you. This is what you see. This is what you feel. Warrior, the true warrior, forgives. How could this be happening? My daughter sent me. She is one of my teachers. I committed myself. In a very normal, peaceful way. To forgive. I didn't know the meaning of the word. Or the action. But when I felt the love that is inside me, I understood. I had two strings of beads around my neck. One was mine that I had bought at a garage sale or some shit when I was 17 or 18 years old. The other beads belong to my son. And they were intertwined. And my fingers laid against them. And they became like a shaker. A talisman. And it was obvious that my son and I are intertwined. And we're different. He is who he was. And I am who I am. And I'm somewhat ignorant of who those characters really are. There's who I think I am. And there's who I think he is. And then there's who we really, really are. And that's what I was experiencing. I don't know if I could recommend this experience. It was so overwhelming. And it required everything from me. My full attention. And I was grateful for a clean body and some experience with a disciplined mind. That's what got me through it. I realized that toxins are not just things we put in our body, like nicotine or meat or sugar. Also the shit we put in our minds that we allow ourselves to create. They're vices. My hate, my anger. My self-pity. Our vices. And they're vicious. At one point, I heard my son say to me, "Dad, I'm always going to be with you, but you have sons everywhere." Sons and brothers, sisters. Mothers, fathers. And they need you. That's some fucked up shit. I'm not predisposed to supernaturalism, this was a revelation. So I felt I owed it to you, to not leave my message from season one where I left it and commit myself to a path of learning. Let's see where it goes. Mr. Nobody. Out.